Hi, this is Dave Zwang, and we're going to talk today about the rise of AI or artificial intelligence in print and packaging. We've all read about or seen a lot of sci-fi stories in our lifetime. While they're fascinating and capture the imagination, they always seem to have somewhat detached feeling from our day-to-day lives. Although lately, we've begun to see many real-life AI interactions, either directly or indirectly. Many of our personal IA or intelligent assistant tools, like mobile phones, pads, computers, are getting smarter a little bit at a time. With each software release, Siri and Alexa seem to become more aware of our routines and make suggestions that actually anticipate our next move. I was on a FaceTime call the other day and noticed that the camera on my iPad was actually following me as I moved around the visible area. Something that had never happened before. The main difference between IA, or intelligent assistants, and AI is that the former, the intelligent assistant, is designed to work with humans, while AI is designed to allow systems to work autonomously. While I have yet to hear, "I'm sorry, Dave, I'm afraid I can't do that," as we may recall from an older movie, we seem to be getting closer to that reality. Today, there's a wave of innovation in print and packaging equipment and workflow systems that begins to implement AI not just within individual systems, but actually even across complete supply chains between different systems, processes, and even extending to semi-autonomous labor. Now, first, let's talk a little bit about what's the difference between artificial intelligence and machine learning. John McCarthy, who's widely recognized as one of the godfathers of AI, defines AI as the science of engineering of making intelligent machines. However, at the core, it's making systems that can mimic human intelligence and/or behavior. We regularly speak of automating processes when the reality is that much of this automation is a simple form of AI. In the automation process, we design process decisions based on predetermined sets of data and/or instructions. Example, if then do this. Most of the AI we see in today's print and packaging systems are based around machine learning, which is really a subset of AI. In machine learning, the machine or software has the ability to modify its behavior dynamically when exposed to more data. The learning part of the machine learning describes the ML or the machine learning algorithms, which attempt to optimize behavior along certain dimensions. For example, they usually try to minimize error or maximize the likelihood of their predictions being true. Taking it one step further, systems like Amazon AWS or Microsoft Azure have developed data science-based cloud platforms and frameworks specifically designed to increase the amount of available data and algorithms in something they call deep learning. By expanding the amount of collected data used to compare against and make predictions, it increases the likelihood of the decisions being true. Now, artificial intelligence in practice in the print and packaging field is actually something that's relatively new and kind of we're at the cusp of a new wave of solutions that will begin to implement this. So there's various levels of automation that are included with most of the hardware and software systems currently available, usually in the form of a rule-based decision-making. Although AI in the form of ML, or machine learning, enhanced by deep learning platforms like AWS or Azure, are now becoming more widely available. BOPS introduced BOPS Connect, their vision for an infrastructure platform for packaging converters and their value chain. It's designed to provide interoperability with converters, customers, manufacturers, executing systems, cloud-based platforms from other partners, and plan-level platforms through the use of APIs or application programming interfaces that actually allow these things to integrate. Initially, it focuses on the production hardware data and a few processes like job submission, remote maintenance, maybe some value chain production data availability, although they envision a much broader implementation. New features will include centralized job and production setup and monitoring, process optimization, and performance benchmarking. It's anticipated that initially the benchmarking will be based on established KPIs. However, I would assume that they will start to leverage a wider data set and AI in the future. Another example is Heidelberg. Heidelberg recently introduced PAT, or their Performance Advisor Technology. It's kind of as a professional service to its customer base. Since Heidelberg has been capturing machine data from over 13,000 connected machines and information related to more than 60 million make-ready processes in their Heidelberg Cloud, they have a good base of information to start to build an AI service. PAT monitors various machine and process activities and measurements against established KPIs, identifying performance data and anomalies resulting in dashboard reports and recommendations to increase performance. PAT will ultimately include results that compare Heidelberg machines with an anonymized comparative group from the Heidelberg Cloud, so it could be global in that nature. HB PrintOS, which was released in 2016, is a workflow infrastructure platform, currently has over 13,000 companies and 27,000 devices connected to its cloud-based platform. It includes an assortment of applications designed to provide their installed base the tools and information needed to optimize their operation. One of those applications is PrintBeat, which is designed to provide a full overview of your press's performance. It tracks your press performance and compares it to five established KPIs. It also provides you a way to compare your site's performance to other PSPs, either locally, regionally, or across the globe. It currently doesn't offer insights into how you can improve your performance, so it actually performs more like an IA, or an intelligent assistant, than artificial intelligence per se. Kodak Prinergy On Demand is a relatively new subscription-based client cloud implementation of their historically well-used production workflow software platform. And they've combined it on this platform along with PrintViz, which is an MIS or ERP solution built on Microsoft Dynamics, VPress, which is a web-to-print solution, and real-time collaboration using their Insight portal and Microsoft Teams for collaboration. The solution resides on Azure, which supports AI capabilities of each of the models. It currently uses a dashboard to allow production details and control connected devices and operations. However, PrintViz, they actually, through their print-specific functionality, could utilize the capabilities of Azure ML. They envision being able to automatically customize content for direct mail and catalog campaigns based on customer behavior analysis, provide predictive maintenance printing machines with embedded sensor technologies, and even improve security between web-to-print interfaces and their end customers using real-time anomaly detection. Taking a lesson from Uber to maximize the profit margin of an incoming job, you can conceivably tailor the estimate using deep data intelligence. Included criteria could range from the product being produced, specific and general customer preferences, the season, delivery conditions, and likely even get into far more granular data over time. And as technology and the learning and the data component actually increases. This is just a sampling of some of the AI solutions supporting the print and packaging industry today. I would expect more to come to market at an increasing rate, since one of the advantages of machine learning, enhanced deep learning, is that it's continually increasing the base of information, the functionality, and the value will increase over time.